cannot believe we have to park our cars halfway across town. My house is closer than that damn parking lot.
Well, it's your fault. You're the one that kept complaining about the potholes in the employee parking lot.
Oh, yeah, Roy. Now they're resurfacing it. We all have to squeeze into this teeny little shuttle bus for a week, and I think Creepy Harold from the fuel dock goosed me.
He goosed me, too.
No, he didn't.
Greetings, motorized vehicle users.
Oh, Lord. You know, I think next time you go shopping, you might want to take someone with you.
No, Faye, this is a bicycling suit. I mean, since we can't park here anymore, I've been biking to work. And the suit makes me aerodynamic. Yeah, it was either that or shave my entire body and ride naked.
Good choice. That would have looked stupid.
So what are those little glasses?
Well, these are actually little rear-view mirrors so I can see what's behind me. For instance, man in a plaid jacket just walked in, and I can see that you are making a fresh pot of coffee. Say, I got them for safety. See ya.
Good morning, Helen Faye. Lowell, you're looking very Smurf-like.
Thank you.
Guess what? I just drove to the airport in my brand new used cab.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
I just couldn't wait to get here and tell all my friends. I wish I had some.
Oh, I'm sorry, Antonio. We're just having a bad morning.
I thought you couldn't afford a new cab.
Well, I can't, but I found a way to make some extra money. A local employment agency has arranged for me to be a part-time chauffeur for some big shot on the island.
Take a little tip from me, Antonio. Don't wear one of those chauffeur hats. People would stare.
Hey, you guys are not going to believe what's outside. It's a little, I think you're taking this whole safe sex thing just a little too seriously.
What's out there?
Oh, man. Oh, it's awful.
What
is it, Joe? Killer bees? Locusts? Ed from the cheese store?
Worse. It's Carlton Blanchard.
Oh, God! Oh, no. Not the old man.
Oh, who's Carlton Blanchard?
Just somebody else tell her. I'm out of here.
Oh, he's this horrible old geezer who constantly manipulates people.
Yeah, he conned me and Joe into flying him halfway across country.
Yeah, he conned me into nursemaiding him for a week, the little ferret.
But that's not the worst part. It's those stupid questions he asks in that awful grating of voice. I'm back! Oh, God. It's alive.
Oh, you're all a sight for sore eyes. This reminds me. You know those crusty little things that get in your eyes in the morning? Where do they come from?
We're right here. I'll go find out.
I've never seen you around here before.
I'm Alex. I moved up last year from Florida.
Florida? If you were to carpet Florida, how long would it take to vacuum it?
I mean, why would anyone want to carpet Florida?
What kind of a stupid question is that?
Wait right here. I'll go find out.
Have you been, Angelo? I said, have you been, Angelo?
For the 100th time, my name is Antonio. A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
Oh, that brings up a question.
What doesn't?
If I were to eat alphabet soup, could they see the little letters in an X-ray?
If you were to eat alphabet soup, they would see the little letters by holding you up to a strong light.
That's a good one. I don't get it.
Well, as much fun as this is, I'm expecting someone for an important job interview, so excuse me.
What sort of job?
Chauffeur.
Ah, diggity, I'm the one you're gonna work for.
Please, God, no.
This Friday, I'm being honored as Nantucket's retired businessman of the year. So I'm gonna need a driver to help me get ready.
Why can't you just drive yourself?
They took my car away. You drive through one living room, suddenly you're an insurance risk.
Well, I need the job, but not that badly, so forget it.
It would only be for a week. Hey, it could be like that movie, you know, with the old lady and the black fellow. What was that called?
Driving Miss Daisy.
No. He drove her around town in a big car.
Driving Miss Daisy?
No. It was one of those artsy pictures.
Driving Miss Daisy.
I think it was set in the South.
Driving Miss Daisy.
That's it.
No.
I'll pay you $25 an hour.
No.
Antonio.
No.
I hate to tell you this, but it doesn't sound like you have a choice.
Would you do it?
What, are you nuts? No. But, I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of money?
All right. On one condition, that you never, ever talk to me.
My lips are sealed.
Okay, let's go.
Here's a question. If they were to actually seal someone's lips, would he have to belch through his nose?
Do you guys know what time that shuttle bus is coming?
I thought you were riding a bike these days.
Yeah, well, I had to stop. I developed a rash.
Oh, because of that tight blue bicycle suit?
No.
Hey, Scarpacci, have you seen that damn shuttle bus out there yet?
No, and if I did, I would throw myself in front of it. This has been the worst week of my life. I've had to take the old man to have his hair cut, his nails manicured, his pasty little body massaged. The only good part was getting his teeth cleaned.
What was good about that?
He didn't have to be there. Thank God. All I have left is to pick up his nephew who's flying in for his testimonial, and then Hell Week is over.
So where is Carlton anyway?
He's outside asking in the traffic cop.
Why do they call them handcuffs if you wear them on your wrists? Is my nephew here yet?
No, not yet, but he should be here soon.
You know, he's the heir to my lumberyard fortune. When I go, he gets it all, except my body. That goes to science. Until then, it's up for grabs.
One more crack like that, and science won't have to wait.
Uncle Carl! No, but you scared me half to death.
What was I thinking? Say, have you been working out?
Yes, I'm buff.
I think we should be going.
Hey, you must be Angelo. I'm Lewis. I'm like the son he never had. At least that's what it says in his will. It still says that, right?
I am.
Great!
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You see them?
Can we get going?
Hold on a second, Angelo. I want to get some water. I have a Dramamine stuck down the wrong pipe.
He's a fine boy. It's too bad he's got that annoying voice. You know what I mean.
I have a vague idea.
He just keeps going and going. He's like the thing on TV with the drum and the ears.
The Energizer Bunny.
No, the commercial.
The Energizer Bunny.
No, it's with the drum.
The Energizer Bunny.
With the ears.
The Energizer Bunny.
That's it.
shuttle come yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just wanted to spend a little more quality time with Carlton.
Here you go.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Lewis, top stereo salesman at Schwama Electronics in the heart of Midtown Manhattan.
Charmed. I'm Helen.
Alex.
Ryan.
So, Helen, Alex, what winks and makes love like a tiger?
I've been to boot camp. I can hurt you.
I'm a salesman. No, you can't. Say, you look like a local yokel. That one over there, you think I got a shot with her?
She's my girlfriend.
Oh, good, then you would know. You think I got a shot with her?
Hey, listen, I just got off the phone with the... Oh, no.
Hey, JoJo. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
No, I was just wondering.
I don't know.
I was just asking.
I don't know.
I
no more questions.
Just asking if you know that your fly is done. Made you look.
Anyway, seems the shuttle bus went off the road and got stuck in a snowbank.
I don't believe this.
How are we going to get to our cars?
Well, I can take some of you in my cab.
Hey, wait a minute, Angelo. If you take your friends for a ride, I'm going to be late for my banquet.
All right, all right. I will drop you and Lewis off, and then I will take them to the parking lot. Who wants to come with me?
Well, I'm going.
Well, I'm not.
I'm sick of waiting around. I'll go.
Count me in. I'll go.
I'll wait here and ride with the ladies.
I have room for one more.
You know, when I look at the both of you beautiful ladies, two words come to mind. Lewis Sandwich.
I think I'm going to ride with Antonio.
No, I'll go.
Antonio.
Look, Mel Gibson.
You know, I have a camcorder that shoots in the dark.
Yeah, I got a gun that does the same thing.
Okay, here's the banquet hall. Out you go.
You're too close to the wall. I can't open the door.
All right. I'll help you out on this side. Ah, great. Now I don't have room to open this door either. Hey, get back here. Move your van.
Hey, Scarpacci. Back the car up and let's drop the twig off and get the hell out of here.
The battery seems to be dead.
Try it again, Antonio.
Don't believe this.
Well, open up a window. We'll climb out and push our way forward.
The windows are electric. They aren't working.
Why won't the windows open?
Get the hair out of your ears. The battery is dead.
Oh, I can't believe this. We are stuck in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, take it easy, big fella. All we gotta do is spark up an acetylene torch. Got a hole in the roof right about there.
Do you have an acetylene torch?
Almost a perfect plan.
Well, let's make the best of it. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Come on, everybody. 99 bottles of beer. 99 bottles of beer. 99 bottles of beer.
Come on. Just one date. I'll make it worth your while. What do you want, a TV?
You were offering me a television to go out with you?
Play your cards right, and I'll throw in a VCR.
Joe, what do I do here?
Hold on for a big screen.
I'm,
I'm getting really worried now. Something must have happened to Antonio. Alex should have been home a long time ago.
Well, and I just got off the phone at the banquet hall, and they haven't seen Carlton either.
All right, so what do you think happened to the cab? I mean, I'm getting worried here.
Relax, I'm sure they're fine.
That's right, let's not jump to conclusions. I'm sure there are plenty of good reasons why Alex is 2 hours late and Carlton is missing the most important night of his life.
Fine, name one.
They stopped off for a pizza.
Name another.
They skidded on the ice and fell off a cliff.
Don't tease me, lady. Of course, that would be a tragedy.
Lewis, why don't you just chuck him in a hole and throw some dirt on him?
Look, I kid and I joke, but deep down inside, I love him like a father. Who, when he croaked, only left me with a 78 LeSabre.
I think we should go and look for him.
Hey, Brian, you're forgetting our cars aren't here. They're in the lot. All
right, well, we'll just use the snowplow on the runway.
Good idea.
I'm going.
No, hold on, hold on, hold on. I hate to break this to you, but one of you has to stay here in case Antonio calls.
Well, Faye, there's Hugh Downs.
You know what? You ought to go, too. Ella's just playing hard to get. She told me she really likes you.
Thanks.
That'll teach her.
If that bottle should happen to fall, there'd be no more bottles of beer on the wall. One more time. 99.
Shut up! You know, it does bring up an interesting question, though. The bottles keep falling off of the wall. Why don't they just put them someplace else?
God, it's contagious.
Now, just keep your eyes open. They gotta be out here somewhere. Maybe they skidded off the road into a ditch.
Or into the ocean. God forbid. You know, Helen, give me one reason why you won't go out with me.
I'll give you two. You're extremely unattractive, and when you talk, spit flies out of your mouth.
Well, I see I'm not getting anywhere with you. But, Joe, I couldn't help but notice you happen to be a very handsome man.
Huh? Easy, Joe. Might be a stereo in it for you.
Saying is a couple of good-looking guys like us could hit the bars and do very well with the ladies.
Lewis, I would not be caught dead in public with a worm like you. No offense.
None taken.
Hey, here comes Benson's curve. Everyone hold tight.
Ooh, opportunity corner.
Did you find the problem?
Yep. Right here. Okay, now then, all I have to do is connect these two wires, and the window should open.
Forget the windows, fix the heater, we're freezing.
Well, maybe we should huddle together for warmth.
Maybe we should build a fire and use you for kindling.
Well, I hope we get out of here alive. I've always wanted to live long enough to hear that guy on the Today Show wish me a happy birthday. What's his name?
No. Nobody say a word. I'm not getting sucked into this again.
You know, the weatherman. I think it starts with a W. The one with the toupee.
God forgive me. Willard Scott.
No. It's the big guy.
Finally! Where's the handle on this thing?
Hey, you guys okay?
Finally!
Hey, where the hell have you guys been? We've been looking all over for you, all right?
Good. Uncle Carlton! Uncle Carlton! Are you all right? Uncle Carlton, are you all right?
Oh, my God. Uncle Carlton.
Ah! Gotcha.
Bye, everybody. Oh, and bye, Helen. I'll call you. Look, you didn't have to make a special flight just for me.
Oh, believe me, it's our pleasure.
That's right. Just remember to count three and pull the ripcord.
Huh?
I want to thank you for driving me around all week.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. No. What are you doing? Why aren't you leaving?
Well, I was just thinking, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Beginning of a beautiful friendship. Isn't that the last line of a famous movie? What was the name of it? Does anybody know?
Casablanca.
No, that wasn't it, was it, Roy?
No. It was one with Bogey.
Casablanca.
No. Faye, a little help here.
Yeah, it was the one with Ingrid Bergman in it.
Casablanca.
No.
I know this one. I think it took place during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Casablanca.
No. I think it was the one that has the song As Time Goes By.
Casablanca. Casablanca. I'm getting out of here. You people are driving me crazy.
What the hell was the name of that movie?
Cheers extras don't usually get a line to say, but maybe tonight is the night this guy will get his big chance.
Yeah, sure he will.
I'd say chances are good. Stick around to hear him say his line again here on Nick at Night.